Welcome to Dream Journey, Breaking the Dream Barriers. I am Georgia Lee Arts, your host. If you've been following along, you know that we've been deep diving into burnout, what it is, how it happens, and most importantly, how to reclaim yourself. In the last episode, we finished stage 4 of burnout, and today we will continue with stage 5, the revision of values. Burnout isn't just exhaustion, it's a dismantling of who we once were. And for many people, this moment comes with a painful realization that you have lost yourself somewhere along the way. Did you know that men have a lower rate of burnout, but are more hesitant to seek help? To all the men who are struggling out there, it is okay to ask for help. It is not a sign of weakness. If you work with me, I offer confidential, private coaching. There is no shame or embarrassment. This is a story about a client I will call Rebecca. And just to note that names in the podcast have been changed to protect privacy. She was an executive leader in a Fortune 500 company. She spent 15 years climbing the corporate ladder. She made six figures. She had the title, the prestige, and the respect. But one day she sat in a high-level meeting, listening to voices drone around her, and she felt nothing. No excitement, no pride, just numbness. She had sacrificed her core values, her family, creativity, and freedom for career success. And now success felt empty. She told me, "I feel like I've built a life that doesn't even belong to me." Together, we realigned her values. We created a transition plan that allowed her to step into a role that honored who she was. Today, she is thriving, but this time it's on her own terms. If you are at a crossroads, ask yourself, what values have I abandoned or compromised? What small steps can I take to realign with them? And then there's Maria. She was a healthcare leader balancing patient care, administration, and family life. When she began missing deadlines and forgetting details, she blamed herself. "I just need to focus more," she told herself. But then the migraines began, the panic attacks, and the constant fatigue. Still, she pushed herself through until one day she collapsed. Burnout had forced her body to shut down because she refused to listen. She was in denial of the problem until I showed her the freight train that we talked about in the previous burnout episodes, and that her only option was to correct course or to face a further decline. But the truth is, burnout doesn't wait for your permission to take a break. Maria's breakthrough came when she realized that burnout wasn't just about working harder, it was about working differently. And today she has a system in place that allows her to excel in her career without destroying herself in the process. And then there's Ethan, who refused to believe that he was burned out. As a senior marketing executive, he thrived on pressure. He ignored the exhaustion, the sleepless nights, and the mounting anxiety. He was in stage 7, withdrawal. He stopped answering his text messages from friends, he canceled weekend plans, and he let the calls from his family go to voicemail. His once meticulous appearance slipped. He had wrinkled shirts, many unshaven mornings, coffee stains on his desk and his clothes. His assistant Maria warned him, but he brushed it off. Burnout was for the weak. Yet the cracks were showing. His hands trembled, his chest tightened, and even basic tasks felt overwhelming. But he continued to push forward, convinced that he needed to power through. One morning during a meeting, his body finally gave in. The room spun, his heart raced, and the next thing he knew, he was in the emergency room. The doctor's words, panic attack. Danielle was a high-performing attorney, and from the outside, she looked strong, confident, and put together. But inside, she was disappearing. She stopped returning text messages, stopped answering calls, stopped making plans. She didn't realize she was isolating herself. And this is a danger of burnout. We don't always see it happening. When she finally reached out, we built a connection plan, small intentional steps to re-engage with life. I set her up to use her leave time to help her recover and help her cross the I's and dot the T's with documentation she might need in case of further decline. Today, she is still practicing law, but with boundaries that protect her energy. If you've started withdrawing, pay attention. It's a sign. Do you remember the Men in Black movie? They had a flashy little device that wipes out people's memories with a bright light. That is what stage 9 depersonalization can be like. And then there's Olivia. She's a tech startup CEO who should have been thrilled because her company was thriving. But one day she sat in her office, detached from the world around her, crying. She had no excitement, no joy, no fear, no feeling, nothing. She told me, "I don't even feel human anymore." Maybe we can blame it on the Men in Black, right? So depersonalization is a warning sign. It tells us that our nervous system is in survival mode. Prior to this point, she made several trips to her doctor and was given multiple prescriptions for insomnia and stress, which didn't resolve her career issue. She needed a lifestyle change, but she was never referred to a specialized career services agency like ours prior to reaching this point. You are not a robot. You are a human being who deserves to feel alive again. Here's the sad reality of people who fail to get career support and sustainable solutions that my company offers. Up to 50% of individuals with burnout also meet the criteria for depression. A meta-analysis found that 20 to 30% of people with burnout have moderate to severe depression. And healthcare professionals, a group that is highly prone to burnout, experiences depression rates of 30 to 50% depending on the severity of burnout, and to them, burnout is normal. Employees with a severe burnout have up to 4 times the risk of developing clinical depression compared to those without burnout. I remember trying to go through the medical care system and it was completely normal and it was, here's a drug, get back to work. Burnout has been found to predict future depression, meaning chronic burnout increases the likelihood of developing depressive symptoms over periods of time. In stage 12, which is the full burnout syndrome, this is the rock bottom. Right? You've landed at the bottom, but there is a thing about when you hit the bottom. It is also the foundation upon which you can rebuild. If you land here, I don't treat your medical issues sustained from your fall, but I can help you rebuild your life and career for sustainability. If you are listening to this, there is a reason. Maybe you're in stage 1, stage 9, or maybe you're already in stage 12. Wherever you're at, know this. Burnout isn't a life sentence. You don't have to do this alone. I didn't have a coach like me when I went through this, but you do. I'm a whole lot cheaper than burnout. And that's a promise. If you're in burnout, let me put it this way. You can't not afford me. Reach out if you're struggling in your job, if you're misaligned in your work, or dealing with a toxic environment. With 30 years of experience in leadership training and coaching, and being cross-functional with HR, I don't just help you recover, I will help you rebuild stronger and sustainably so you can reclaim your energy, wellness, and dreams. After my experience, if we think back to the Men in Black's neuralizer's freeze function, I got out my gap analyzer. Over several years, I learned about the private sector, I worked for many different companies, upgraded my skills, and created a training, career coaching, and wellness company, which fills the EAP gap, the development gap to solve misalignment and prevent burnout. Career challenges are not a diagnosis unless you stay stuck. One career change I'm working on improving is the Employee Assistance Program, the EAP system. Too often, career struggles are treated as counseling issues, diagnosis, and prescriptions, rather than a career development opportunity. Instead of being referred to a coach like me, someone with industry experience, labor market knowledge, and the skills to help you create a sustainable career path, individuals are funneled into therapy, which, while helpful for other things and maybe emotional issues, doesn't address the root cause of professional challenges. So let's talk. Let's get you the tools that you need for informed decision-making and real results. The lack of personal and professional development, burnout, and toxic jobs are not the end of your story. It's just the turning point. I would love to help you begin a new chapter. Book a free clarity call with me at elysiandream.net or georgia.elysiandream@gmail.com. And until next time, mind the gap. Thank you.
Thank you.